Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to PD Radio. Every Tuesday, bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Music, interviews, and much more. PD Radio.
Come on, Pete.
Every Tuesday.
Great pleasure in as appreciation for your loyalty. If you ever have any song requests, just hit me up on Twitter at Poetic Designs or leave a comment on our website at pdradio.site40.net. And just so you guys know, our awesome website was designed by our very own PD Radio host, Black, as well as the Six Man Radio website. So hit them up if you need a site created. Hit them up on Twitter at Black District.
Yeah.
Get my sexy voice on. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you don't need that.
I'm a mess.
We're going to get
it in.
You
know what's crazy?
What's
going on? You
know
what's crazy, Black? I crack myself up. I can make myself laugh at any time. I'm just silly. I am the craziest, stupidest things cracks me the hell up.
That's sinister.
Am I weird? Huh?
It's sinister.
It's a sinister.
Sinister, I'm telling you. Hey, because I know all the people. I know y'all waiting for the takeover. I know y'all waiting for part two.
Oh, the takeover.
We're gonna drop
two
that.
Is coming. Oh,
we
yeah.
We are gonna drop part two very soon. So I hope y'all, you know, anticipating that. So it's gonna be crazy.
We got a lot of surprises coming for you guys. We got some stuff we are working on that's gonna have you guys cracking the hell up.
That's right.
You know what I mean? PD Radio is how we do. What did I say before? It's the PD Radio Experience. Indulge.
Experience.
That's
like
our
that.
New motto. That's our new motto. I love that. See how I just did that, Black? I'm amazing.
Uh-huh.
I'm amazing and I'm a mess. I want to give some major love right now to Six Man Radio. We have just celebrated a 1-year anniversary. It is
that's
awesome.
Right.
We got to. That's right. 1 year in the game. Let's give it up for Six Man Radio. That's right. That's right. That's right. 1 year in the radio business. And give big love to the man who created it all, the Six Man Radio CEO, Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, a.k.a. Larry J. Blige. A.K.A. your mother's baby father. A.K.A. A.K.A. That is him.
My man.
That's right. Give it up for Bad C. He started this network. It is just going through the roof. Every show is doing extremely well on the network. And he created something. I don't know if he thought it would get this big. Maybe he did. I don't know if he did. But whatever. It's we maintain it. And the numbers are crazy. So big love and big ups to Bad C for what he's doing with the network, how he's making it grow, and it's continuing to grow. We almost at that 500,000 listener mark. Man, come on now. If y'all not down with Six Man Radio and a whole roster, y'all not living, point blank, period.
And yes, I'm telling
period.
You, because the one thing that I love about the whole Six Man, the umbrella, you know, just like he has interviews with the MCs that you grew up listening to. The roster that he has interviewed is crazy. Like,
tell him, Black.
It will be in 1 year, I mean, the roster that he has, you go to the website and you see all the people that Six Man has interviewed, you know, it is crazy. You know what I mean? Like,
it's crazy.
A lot of people can't say they've interviewed these people. So,
I'm saying
love.
1 year, though, one year in the radio business and you pulling those legends like that, come on. Who else is doing that? Nobody. Just Six Man Radio.
Still MC. Waiting for Red Man, baby. Still waiting for Red Man.
I have confidence that C can bring Red Man.
I know he can do it. I know he can
He's
do it.
He's very persuasive.
You're going to see my number
hands-on.
In the queue like 50 times.
You know what?
That's my man right there.
Right. No, but seriously, big up to Six Man Radio, the Bad C. And just big ups to the whole team, the beautiful and lovely, the multi-talented Nadine Michelle. She's doing her thing with Bad Seed on their show, Six Man Radio, every Saturday night from 7:30
right.
to 9:30. We have a brand new show. Actually, we have two brand new shows. We have The Race with Colby that comes on every Monday night. You know, Tuesday night, we got it on lock, you know. Ain't nobody messing with Tuesday night except PD Radio. I mean... Don't kill me, C, but, you know, we got this. I'm just saying. I'm just putting it in the atmosphere. And every Wednesday night, we have Tell All Radio with Princess Jazzy doing her thing. Every Thursday night, We have Cobra, Woodshop Radio, and we also have the new show. What is it called? Grown Man Gaming.
Uh-oh.
Don't kill me, y'all. Don't kill me, y'all. Uh-oh. Their show is doing great, and it just started. Their numbers are great. I saw their numbers. Crazy. Yeah. And every Friday night, we have the MCMI report with GMS. So every night of the week, PD, right? Every night of the week, Six Man Radio has a show for you that you're going to love. I mean, you can listen to us every night of the week. You can't go wrong. You cannot go wrong with Six Man Radio. But moving on, I want to give a shout out to last week's guest, Ms. The Money Kid, for coming through, talking about his music, his education, all the things he has going on. He was a very great guest. I enjoyed talking with him.
Oh,
yeah. He's doing his thing. He's definitely doing thing. And shout out to his people, Maria, for plugging the show. Much respect to you. Thank you so much, Maria. And I just look for big things for Smiz. I really, really do. So, you know, shout out to Smiz, the Money Kid, last week's guest on the show. And up the 9 o'clock hour, we will shine our creative artist spotlight on hip-hop artist Prince of the City, who just happens to be the protege of Six Man Radio CEO Bad C. He will be calling us up to chat about his music and many other things, so stay tuned for that as I predict a great interview with him. But until then, you already know, in the meantime, and in between time, you know, we entertain you as only we can here at PD Radio. We're going to give you some more throwback music and our silly host banter, because we just silly. We just straight up retarded. Don't pay us no mind. We know you love it. But right now,
you know it.
You know what time it is. You know what it is. It's celebrity birthday shout out time. Y'all ready? Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
First up on the birthday roster this week is Patricia Heaton of Everybody Loves Raymond. That's my show. I watch it every night. She is 55 years old this week. We have Bobby Christina Brown, daughter of Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown, who's 20 years old. Kay Michelle of Love and Hip Hop ATL, 27. Singer Bobby Womack, 69. Lovely actress Eva Mendez, 39. And my favorite female entertainer. I love her music. I love her voice. I love her lyrics. Just everything about every song she has written and performed. Tina Marie, who passed away in 2010. She would have been 57 years old this week. Happy birthday to Tina Marie, a legend. Retired NFL player and actor Fred Williams, 75. Big man Shaquille O'Neal, 40. Actor comedian D.L. Hughley, 49. Former Supremes Mary Wilson, 68. Comedian actress Wanda Sykes, 48. Actor Boris Kojo, who is now in the Real House Husbands of Hollywood, is 39. Rapper Bow Wow, 25. NBA player Matt Barnes, 32. Child star Emmanuel Lewis is 41. Singer Robin Thicke, 35. Music producer Timbaland, 41. Former Different World star Jasmine Guy is 50. I must say I love her, but she's not aging well. Okay, moving on. Actor Terrence Howard is 43. And last but not least, we have former Destiny's Child member LaToya Luckett, who is 31. Let's give it up for all the celebrity birthdays tonight. They've got to go at all. Oh, yeah. And for you guys this week, I figure I'll give Beyonce a break. You know, she came twice in a row, and I don't want to do that to her. You know, I want to give Beyonce a break. I don't want to, you know, wear it out with her where she'd be like, you know what, I'm not coming on PD Radio no more. You ask it too much, Miss PD. So, this week I'm bringing back the lovely, the beautiful, and talented Jennifer Hudson, and she's going to sing happy birthday to our celebrity birthdays. So, here you go. Miss Jennifer Hudson.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday
the smooth vocals.
Smooth. Y'all see the connects we have here on PD Radio, right? You know, people love us. We can't help it. Don't hate on us because we have the love. I mean, you know, whatever. Thank you, Jennifer, for calling in and doing a birthday solo for our celebrities. But, you know, that's how we do. Anywho, what's going on, Black? I think I'm talking too much.
Now, you know, I got a little something going on, so I'm just going to run down the list real quick. So,
what you got?
Got a little bit of news, you know. This ain't really news for me, but, you know, Lil Wayne dropped his track list for his new CD coming out called I'm Not Human 2. We all know the man is not human, you know what I'm saying? So I was just thinking to myself, what did that man father say to his mom when he was born? Like, when he looked at him, like, what was the first thing he said to the mom? And this is what I came up with.
Oh, man. I will never forgive your ass for this shit. This is some fucked up, repugnant shit.
Black, you stupid.
That right there.
You was wrong
like
for that, Black. Hey. He was cute as a little kid. I saw his album cover. He was cute.
Yeah.
Now,
great
not
Mogwai.
So much. But I'm just saying, back then, oh, you're wrong for that, Black.
Yeah. Mogwai. But anyway, we're going to keep it rolling. Best Man 2 is coming out. That's going to drop soon. So
they're
filming. Best Man 2 is coming out.
No way.
It's coming out.
No freaking way.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
The same characters? Are you serious?
It's coming out. Don't worry. I'm going to have more information for y'all, but the filming is starting next month. So be on the lookout for that. Rolling down the line.
I have to grab Patty and Robin on that one. We got to go check that out.
Yeah, y'all need to
carry on.
Handle that.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Harlem Shake is just taking over. It's so crazy 15 Australian miners got fired because they did a video. They did a Harlem Shake video that went on YouTube, went viral a little bit, and the company fired them because they said that the video, the fact that they did it in the mines was a safety hazard.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Hey, what can you do, you know?
That's crazy.
I just want to know, was it worth it?
I'm sure at the time they thought it was.
Yeah.
Well, I don't get the hype about it, you know. I really don't, but to each his own, you know.
We're going to
come out
wives
with the PD.
Going crazy.
No, Black, we coming out with the PD Radio Shake. We gonna videotape that and put it on our website. See how it catch on.
Yeah, we need to see what's coming.
Cause
yeah,
we just silly like
that.
We just might do it. Y'all never know. Y'all don't realize
think,
how.
Before I go into my next stuff, we gonna bring in a caller real quick and see what's going on.
Let's do
up. It. PD Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up, PD Radio? It's Nadine from Six Man Radio.
Nadine, what's going on?
Hello, lovely. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to call in and say
Thank you guys
are hilarious. Oh, my God. I'm cracking up right now. You're killing
me.
We
a mess. I know.
You guys are a mess.
This is the lovely Nadine Michelle on the line. She is the co-host with the Bad Seed on Six Man Radio every Saturday night from 7:30 to 9:30. You need to check her out because Nadine, she be doing a damn thing on the show. I just want y'all to know. And Nadine, I just want you to know I got a bone to pick with you, Missy.
What?
I'm putting you on blast right now.
Oh, no.
Yes, you.
I'm getting it from UNC. What now?
Uh-oh.
Yes, you on blast, Nadine, because I understand you got those vocals that are crazy, and I'm trying to get you on the show for an interview. You know, you passing me up. I mean, I'm just saying.
You didn't put me on Front Street like that.
I
was like,
I did.
Whenever you ready.
Yes, I did.
And whenever you ready, whenever you want me on, I'm on. You just let me know. I would never say no to TV radio. You crazy?
See, I love it. The love is love. With 6 Million Radio.
I can't wait to hear
it. Gotta
this.
Love it. Nah, you know that's gonna be crazy.
That's
not
even
Nadine Michelle, cause she hilarious herself every Saturday night. You know the interview is gonna be crazy. We all in here busting it up. We gonna make that happen, like
definitely,
ASAP.
Definitely. Oh, that's
ASAP.
Dope. I just wanted to just say how great of a job you guys are doing. I love the show. You both of you are so funny. You guys really feed off each other so well.
Oh, thank you.
And I can't wait to hear your guest tonight, Prince of the City. I'm looking forward to that interview.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that's
gonna be crazy. Oh,
hell
yeah. Make sure you stay tuned for that. Oh, yeah, we're going to get it in.
Definitely.
You know, how we do. Right. Well, thank you so much for calling in,
Nadine. Checking in. You know, we're still celebrating that 1 year.
I know that's right.
You know?
Black over there hushing us. What's going on, Black?
What's up, Black?
Hey, look.
Yes.
We got Nadine on the line. I need to drop my question right now.
Uh-oh.
I was going to put Miss PD on the spot, but now that I got two ladies on the line, let me just throw this out there real quick. So, I want to know, how important is it for you ladies, for your man's sex drive? How high should it be? Because the only reason why I ask this, now this is why I'm asking. Because, men, we can come home. My fellas, y'all need to call in. We can come home. Ready to get it on or whatever the case is.
Did.
Y'all could be like, my head hurt or, you know, long day and stuff like that. We supposed to sit our ass down. But if we do it, all hell breaks loose. So I want to know. You know.
No, you
is that
didn't.
A double standard? Is that a double standard thing? Do you think your
yes,
man is cheating because
get
he turns you down?
Next.
Like, talk to me.
Yes, it is. Moving on.
I don't know about that, Black. I only say because I don't really have an issue like that. You know, like, of course you get home, it's late. You know, if your man's going to know, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, it's late. I already know, you know what I mean? A man knows. If you touch a chick a certain way, he's going to know, like, she ain't going to want this.
Right.
This tonight. Ain't no need to guess about it, you know what I mean? So, you
but
know,
they gonna
I guess,
want what they want.
Exactly.
They're going to want you to just lay there and just let it happen, though.
Yeah.
Know?
I do feel
you
know,
though,
like,
but,
I think I feel the way when I want it and I don't get it. Like, what? Come on.
That's
come on
it
over.
Is.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. But a man can't do that. He has to be ready every time because otherwise y'all take it to the extreme.
Because you guys want it all the time, so... If we try to, you know, get at you and you like, I ain't feeling it, our minds automatically is going to go left. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to think all kinds of stuff, right, Tim?
Exactly.
We're going to be like, you ain't feeling
exactly.
You ain't feeling
right.
Me. What, you ain't feeling my stomach?
Right, me?
What you ain't feeling?
You know what, Nadine?
I'm calling Bad Seed. Bad Seed, I need you to call in, brother. It's not right. This isn't
done.
Right.
I'm done.
You know what I mean?
I'm
what
done.
Exactly aren't you feeling?
Right. What aren't you feeling?
That's how we do. We feel a certain way, man. You know.
I know y'all do. See, and that's
right, well, you tell us, Black. You tell
yeah,
us.
Black, tell
here.
Us.
Yeah, you
see,
tell us. If a man not feeling it, what's up with that?
Hey. No.
We
want to
hear the man's perspective. Let's. Yeah. Well, we making it the point. What's going on? I don't want to hear about the double standard. If a man saying he not feeling it, what's the main reason for the man not feeling it? I want to know.
Yeah, Black.
I will put it to you
perfect.
Right here.
I'm perked up right now. I want to know.
If a man says he's not feeling it, ladies, I want y'all to pay
on.
Attention. Pay attention.
I'm
come
listening.
On.
I'm listening.
Tell it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If he says he's not feeling it,
the first
go around, you got to give him that. You got to give him the first go around. Just, you know, bad day, whatever
bold.
The case is. Boss, HR, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
You giving us radio answers right now. That's what
you're
doing.
No. I'm saying the
you
first
ain't
time,
keeping it.
No, I'm keeping it real. You got to give him the slide the first time because maybe he just had a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
When you start to go in there 2, 3, 4 times when he's saying, you know, feeling some kind of way, either he not feeling you no more, he fucking somebody else.
You see?
Or that nigga dead. I'm just putting it out there for you.
As ladies, we don't even let it get to the second time. That second time you say no, it's on. Okay, what's
problem.
Going on?
But that's what
it's a problem.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but
because then you're
too.
Always ready. You always want it. So when you don't, we automatically
mm-hmm.
so
go and left. Automatically.
Wow.
What?
I
automatically.
Because you know what? Even if you
like
had
a chick, though. He should check his chick. If your chick does that, you should check your chick like, okay, what's going on here? Don't wait. Don't be like, oh, she got a headache. No, check her. Be like, okay, that's the second time you done told me no. What's up? You got to check her. Don't
you better
call.
Let her
don't
know.
Be like, hey, what's going on? It's been like a month. Nah, you're supposed to check the second time around. You're supposed to check her. Hey, hey, hey. I don't know what you're thinking, but this thing ain't going to take care of itself.
So, here we go. See, we got the rules. We got the rules now.
Wait. Hold on.
You gotta check your man and your woman.
Hold on. I gotta give it up to Nene. She just told it. I know that's right.
And on that note, y'all, let me let y'all go. Continue with your wonderful show.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
No doubt. Thank you so much.
All right.
Y'all.
Have a good night.
Bye.
All right.
Oh man, so, I had to throw that out there. Let's get to some music.
We're
gonna come back.
Hey,
but that's the rules. That's what I'm talking about. Like, you know, like what's going on? You know.
Uh-huh.
Women
right,
y'all can't
right,
get
right.
to fly on all that, you know, fellas.
Yes, we man, come
don't
on.
Be,
go
don't
into
be
the
scared.
Music black because you gonna start
scared.
Something you can't finish. So
don't be scared
of go
checker,
into the,
baby.
You know what, don't you be scared. Go into the music. Is the music
what? What you saying?
Let's go into it. Switch.
All right, we doing it.
Be a better love. What y'all know about that?
I used to think about immature things. You know, like, do you love me? Do you want me? Are you gonna call me like you said you would? Is this really your real phone number? But you know, I'm a man now, baby, a grown man. And I came a long way. And a spirit taught me one thing. Taught me to hold on to my love.
And we are back.
And we are back.
LDC management, man, big love to you out there.
Yes.
Twitter board is just crazy right now, so I know y'all loving
That's
the show.
Right.
Oh,
that's
man,
right. Big ups to Lady G as well. Big ups
Lady
D, Michelle, Sugar Nod for calling in just now. Big up, I mean, everybody supports the show. Soul Sister Valencia, you know, she always, always, always supports the show. My girl Danica, you know, everybody. We appreciate the love, you know. You guys really don't have to support, and you do. So we truly, truly, genuinely appreciate it. Thank you so very much. Yeah, we don't take you guys for granted at all, you know.
Not at all, not at all.
Not
Nothing
at all.
But love.
Nothing
but. I got a couple more questions for you. I know we are running into almost to interview time. We have 15 minutes.
Right.
We're going to keep it live, keep it raw for y'all real quick. And my next question for Ms. PD, because that's what tonight is about. It's about just, you know, straight up. So we're going to keep it rolling. Miss PD, I want to know.
Yeah.
Maybe you can answer this for me. What is up with the ladies? Once a lady gets into a relationship, that she feels that it is necessary to package up all the goods so that the man can't see nothing. What is up with that? Before, you know, when they was dating, you walk around with the, you know what I'm saying, the booty cut joints and the Wonder Twins is hanging,
man.
And you know what I'm saying. But now, you know what's up with that? What, you know, what's going on? Why you women feel the need to, you know,
we want you to lust after us. We wanted to make it hard. We want to make it hard for you.
Lust.
Pun intended. We want to make it hard for you.
See. Told you tonight would be crazy. But anyway, what was that?
I think Black is flustered over there. You okay? You
I'm
all
trying
right,
to
Black?
Get some, I need answers. I know the fellas out there, they want answers.
People, call us up. Ladies, do you cover up the goodies for your man after y'all been in a relationship for a while? Fellas, call us up and tell us. Put your lady on blast. She covering up the goodies.
They scared. They ain't.
She
you make, know the women ain't going to call
up. Making you the goodies? I want to know. Call us up, PD Radio, 646-478-3599. Call her up, fellas. Put her on blast so she be embarrassed
right.
and she don't do it again. I mean, I'm
Let
just saying.
Let us know.
And ladies, if you're doing it, tell us why. We want to know why. What's the point behind it? We need to know. PD Radio needs answers, so call us up. 646-478-3599.
You know, on a side note, I just want to throw this out there because I think this is pretty, which I kind of already knew, but I think it's about to go crazy. The strip club scene is going to go bananas because rappers can write off strip club expenses. It is about to go
crazy.
Get
the hell out of here.
Yes, indeed. Think about it, Miss PD. If you
Are
own
you
a
serious?
Business,
this is
if
for
you
real,
own a business, if, think about this. If you own a business, you own a business. You do own a business. You take out a
LDC.
Client.
Uh-huh.
You take out that client. You can
yes.
basically write that off as a business expense. If I'm a rapper, you know what I'm saying? If I'm 50 Chain or whatever, and I go to strip club, I can make it rain on somebody else's parade. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
So how high? I don't know, I think I need to change professions, son. Let's switch up. It's PD. You know.
Wait, I'm just saying, why is LDC, a.k.a. LeVan Collins, putting me on blast? Talking about, why would you cover up? You have the ring. Let it hang out for your man. You know what, LeVan?
Put you on blast.
He liked it, so he put a ring on it, but you know. This is you know what? Never mind. I'm not even going to entertain that. We have a caller. We should bring the caller in.
That's
right,
why LDC. Women looking like Mrs. Doubtfire in the house. What's up with that?
You know?
Sister Mary Clarence in the house.
I'm
What's
done.
Going on?
I'm so done right now. Let's bring in the caller, Black, because I'm done. I'm not even
Let's
entertaining.
Speedy Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, how you doing? This is Mr. Shaw. I'm currently calling from
Manhattan.
But I'm from
What's
Brooklyn.
Going on?
What's up, Mr. Shaw?
Yeah.
You guys, tonight, this is Mr. Shaw, R&B entertainer. He was a past guest on PD Radio, calling us up right now. What's going on? Mr.
Right,
Shaw, we want to know from you, with your baby oil, and, you know, did you bring out that line yet? I'm just curious. The baby oil and the chocolate.
No, we're,
it's not
we're
ready yet?
It's
not
that.
Available?
We're still working on that.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we're still working on that.
Okay. Mr. Shaw, we want to know, is your lady covering up the goodies at home? Is she making you sweat for the goodies at
home? Don't
lie,
brother.
We want
to know.
Don't lie.
No.
You stuttering. What's that? What
no,
was that?
No, I'm not stuttering. I was thinking about it, so I had to stutter. It makes me stutter when I think about it. But no, she's not holding out on the goodies. That's why I called in. I saw it on Twitter. The topic was like, is sex, important in a relationship? I was like, oh, it's baby making season. I have to call in and say something.
That's right. Talk to us, baby maker. What's going on? How important is the sex in your relationship? We want to know.
It's important, but it's not a necessity. I would say it like that.
Right.
I think it is. It's part of your bonding stage when you're with somebody
and you're
committed to them. And it will solve a lot of problems, and it'll help you get your way, and it'll help you get out of trouble. But it's a bonding experience, and it's something you shouldn't share with too many people anyway. So
that's right.
I definitely
believe that it's important in a relationship. And I always say, like, you know, I know I'm gonna have an attitude. I'm gonna be aggy if I don't have my medicine. I call it my medicine. Like, we need our medicine.
Love it.
We need our medicine before we go out there in the world. You know, sometimes you don't like be angry all week and be like, what's wrong with you? Like, you know
tell
what? I ain't have my medicine. That's what it was. Once you had that, you good. There's nothing you need. I don't need you to go make me a sandwich. I don't need none of that. I'm good. I'll just fall out and
that's
pass
right.
out.
Those
but you made it very important. That was very
medicine.
Important. He said he need his medicine before they go out into the world. I know that's
true.
Ladies. Listen, because
that's
if
right.
you can't cook, if you
oh.
can't cook,
oh,
after
wow.
you give the medicine, your food tastes that much better.
Yeah.
You can get
I'm
over.
Done. I am so
that's
done.
That's right. It's true. Right. He's not lying. He's telling the truth right there.
But how about this? What if she can cook? How is the food then?
Oh, man, that's
extra. That's an extra.
It's just out of space, huh?
Yeah,
I'm
that's
doing
why
not
we,
right because I can throw down. So, you know.
But if you can throw down in the kitchen and in the bedroom, that's why we home all the time. That's why we losing a lot of friends. They mad at us. Like, my friends already mad. They be like, yo, man, when you coming to hang out? I'm like, sorry, man, I'm home, man. I'm home.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm always inviting people over. I don't want to leave.
Like,
I don't want to leave.
What time you going to be
I
on
love
Madden?
It. You know what? Stop it.
I don't
Shaw.
Be on Madden, you know. I be on NBA 2K, man. But
no EA Sports.
I'm not even a real gamer, man. That's how much I got an Xbox and I got the PS3. I'll be putting my name up. People are like, yeah, we're going to play. And then if my lady walks in, it's over. I'm cutting the game off. They're like, yo,
that
what
is,
happened? I'm like,
I'm
I need
about.
My medicine, man. I need my medicine.
Exactly.
I'll play you when she leaves.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
That's another topic
it.
Right there. We got
the
to get
medicine.
Into.
Uh-huh.
How many dudes out there would finish a game versus cutting that mug off?
I know one of my. I'll get him to call in. He will not. He will finish his game. He does not care. He's a gamer.
So she in front of him, butt ass naked, ready to go. He's finishing
he
that
said,
game.
He's not even embarrassed. He's been online playing somebody, and
wow.
She came in the room with the microphone loud. She's like, you don't want none of this. He's like, out of my way. I got to finish Call of Duty.
I love it. Now, that's some honesty for your ass. I love it. Oh,
she's
man.
She's calling for his duty. He messing up.
Yeah. I don't know about that, man. I don't think I could do that. I'm good.
But I'm just saying, it's right there, just ready to go in your face, and you're like, you want to finish the game? Like, what the hell? Oh no! I'll be feeling
that's
some
a
type
true
of
gamer
way.
Right there.
That's right. That's a true gamer right there.
I'd rather play with other things. I'm sorry. I'm grown.
Oh, you know what? That's what. Give it up for Mr. Shaw, y'all. He'd rather play for other things. That's what I'm talking about. Keep it real here on PD Radio. That's right.
Yeah.
Mr. Shaw, Thank you so much for calling in. We truly appreciate the call and busting it up with us. And please call back every week and chime in for PD Radio.
I'm definitely a fan. See, I wasn't at one
Thank
time
you.
Hosting me and keep it moving. I'm a fan.
That's
right.
You know what?
I'm listening in.
Big shout out to you, Mr. Shaw. You guys, you better check him out. This man is the truth when it comes to the vocals. Man, please. I'll be over here. I'll be listening. Be like, hey. I'll be like, Mr. Shaw.
Oh, God.
let me stop.
Oh,
I'm just digging a hole deeper and deeper. Let me stop. I'm just kidding. No, seriously, Mr. Shaw is the truth. Check him out. He's on our website, pdradio.sop.net. And you can find his information there. Give it up for Mr.
Shaw.
All right, y'all have a good night.
Hey, family.
Y'all better play some hits. I'm listening. Right. I'm listening. All right, guys.
All right. Stay tuned.
All right, Miss PD.
Mr. Shaw, y'all. Called
what
up.
What you got for me? What we going into next? I know it's crazy right now.
The
boys is crazy.
Yeah, the boys are crazy. You want to take another call real quick before we get into our song to get ready for, I guess?
Yeah, we got
real quick.
60 seconds.
Yeah,
let's
see
what's going on.
Yeah, we got a few seconds.
PD Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, what up? This Ronaldo. How y'all doing?
Oh,
hey,
man, what's going on?
Hey, Ronaldo Price, past PD Radio. That's two PD Radio guests that called up back-to-back. You know what? The love is just
ridiculous. We got
to
show love.
That's right.
We love it. Two amazing vocalists just called up on the show. How you doing tonight, Ronaldo?
Oh, I'm doing great. The weather kind of got me a little under the weather, but, you know, I'm living, so it's a blessing. I just wanted to call you guys and, you know, just show love and support. You know, I'm your number one fan. So,
that's
week,
what
I got
talking about.
You know what? Now I got to send you a T-shirt that says number one PD Radio fan. That's it. The shirt is coming. You said it. It is done.
I
love it. Oh, Ronaldo, thank you so much. I'm sorry you're feeling under the weather, but you know, you'll get over it. You'll get through it.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in tonight and showing us some love. We truly appreciate it. And you already know we're big fans of yours because your voice is just ridiculous. So, you know.
Well, I appreciate all the love.
That's right.
You know, like I said, I'm a number one fan, so every week I'm calling, showing love. You already know.
Oh, man, I love it. I love you. Ronaldo, thank you so much. We really appreciate you. Thank you.
You're welcome. No problem.
I'm going to send you some e-medicine, some e-PD Radio medicine, you know, to help get you through
hook
your
that
day.
Man up.
Yeah,
I'm
hook you up. And just for calling up and saying you are a number one fan, I'm going to send you something special from PD Radio.
I need that.
From me.
I'm
going to make it myself, and it is coming to you. So you stay tuned for that. It's coming for you.
I appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate
right.
you.
Make
you
sure
get
you
some
better,
rest,
man.
Ronaldo. And thanks again for calling in tonight. I'll be in touch with you.
No problem. Have a good
weekend. All right.
That's
right. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Like my grandma's always say,
put some tussin on it. Put the tea on it.
We are running low.
You know
we
what?
Are getting close.
It's almost close to the time for tonight's special guest. Our creative artist spotlight will be shined on Prince of the City. He's coming up in a few minutes. But to prepare you, we are going to play his song right now, Let Him Go, right here on PD Radio.
Take you out tonight, right here, right now, not another night. If I don't act fast, then another guy might be a little more forward than I. But now it's coming as I. Top of the pyramid on a dollar bill. Look at my lips, since you caught my eye. Mama always said, keep my eyes on the prize. Would've said it sooner, but I'm caught up in the life. Xavier the Cooner wrote the song.
song in no time. I'm the opposite of Brandy, cause the girl is mine. I'ma take you out, kick back and sip wine. Jealous of my ex, I hit her with a ex herself ticking. Let me tell you why. She can't be a star, she only was a nine. Badder than a traffic violation, you find on my hangman flow, cause I'm meaning every line.
Hey, you.
Hey,
can I take you out tonight?
Take you out tonight.
There ain't no other night.
And I might as well face it. I'm not a jealous type, but I think you might. Let me stare when we walk down those stairs. Thick, pretty smile, and your eyes do glare. And you're so fast, sometimes I get scared that you might leave for a guy with more cream. But I hope you wait it out, cause I got big dreams. Road to succeed, need you on my team. You let me take you out, I'ma show you what I mean. You bend over, and I'll proceed to take what I want and to give you what you need. Hit it so good, I'ma make you sneeze. Oh, bless you, the IQ was cute. Wasn't expecting this when I knocked your boots.
Just let him go.
Then I'ma give it to you, so call your ex up. Yeah, you know what to do.
Hey, you.
Hey, you.
Can I take you out tonight?
Take you out tonight.
There ain't no other night.
Ain't no other night.
Girl, just let him go. Just let him go.
Hey.
Touches more than 20 ducats, struck it. Kinda rich, now his pockets looking strong. knees on the benzo, pancake by the gate. Mom looking straight with her half, she got great, lounging in her new home that's about to stay. I'll be your cornmeal motel, you can get it when you want it, even though you got chicks all up on it. Don't matter, cause mother you fly, I can't lie, I've been macking daddy from the corner of my eye. Now baby bring it on, don't be fronting on your baby boo. All I wanna know is what's up with you, how can I get with you? Seems like you got a hold on me, it must be voodoo, cause baby I want you. About so big, about so small, about this length, about this width, about this flow, about this gift. Instinct me and me right up your alleyway. Skip the Moet, let's chill with some Alizé. Enough stress in our day. Let me massage your mind as my mistress will start to play. A ghetto sauce you are, and I'll be your sexual chocolate bar. And I gotta keep strong for the cause, and you gotta keep strong for the tours, brother man and me, damn the family. What else could we be with no one understands us but we? You were the first to tame me, big teeth, I'm out.
We are back. Hey, I just want to, I got to kick into something real quick because I think it's very relevant right now. I know a lot of people read about it, but a 12-year-old kid just lost his life. Parents took him off of life support, if I'm not mistaken, after being beaten in the playground at school. So they're trying to say they're not sure if it's going to be classified as bullying or what it's going to be yet. But the whole point of this is that parents, you really need to check your kids and really see if they are bullies. You know what I'm saying? You have to check their personality and see if that's what's going on with them. And it just it saddens me that a 12-year-old kid has to lose his life because he was beaten, you know, in the playground at school.
That is terrible.
Yeah, it's crazy.
When did this happen?
I think it just happened not too long ago. It's all over CNN and everything. So, I mean, it's crazy. And I just want to put put things in a perspective. You have young kids and you know they're aggressive and they might be bullies. You know, you need to really get involved with them and check them because it's not cool. You know what I mean? So now you don't lose one life, you lose two lives because now this kid is basically going to be, you know, who knows. And you know, that definitely brings you back to the whole Sisters Fight movement and, you know, what you guys are trying to do with the book, A Poetic Anthology of Awareness. Like, people need to really get in touch with this bullying thing. So, I don't know.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, you know, 15% of the proceeds of our book is going to bullying. So, wow. That's
right.
Crazy. So he got beat up. He got beat so badly.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly where it was at, but I don't have the article right in front of me, but I know he sustained a concussion. I think maybe some broken bones or something like that. And based off the concussion, they had to induce him into a coma. And I guess he never came out of it. So, and the parents just, you know, they wanted his 12th birthday to go by before they, you know, pulled the plug. So,
oh, man. My heart sinks for them. That's terrible. Guys, if you know more about the story, call us up at 646-478-3599. I heard very little about it, but I really don't know all the details of it. So if you know what's going on, call us up and let us know. 646-478-3599.
That's right. Yeah, crazy.
That's terrible. Yeah. That's why you have to cherish life, you know, from one day to you just don't know. You don't know. You know, you go to work and you think, I'm going to go to work, I'm going to do my thing, and I'm going to come home, and that's not necessarily the case, you know. Or as a parent, you think, my child is in school, they're safe, you know, I'll see him after work, and that is not always the case.
Exactly.
You just don't know, so we have to love each other, seriously. I know it sounds sappy, but it's so the truth. We have to love each other at all times because we don't know who's coming home to who at any particular time. We just don't know, you know. And when you lose somebody close to you, it's a hard thing. It's a hard thing, you know, to deal with. You know?
Especially that, like that, where it should never
happen. I can't, you know, my mind can't even, you know, I have two sons, and I can't even wrap my mind around that. I can't even imagine getting a phone call that something that terrible has happened to one of my boys. I just can't even imagine. And I kind of try to block out stuff like that because I don't even want it in my brain because I don't want to think about it because I have children out here in the world. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
I just the thought of it, you know. And I have nieces and nephews, and, you know, they're out here, and they're all good kids, and they're all doing their thing, but you just never know. And just to think about it just makes my heart sing, and it's too much for me. I really can't. I can't. Some things I just can't, you know, people bring to me and I can't really talk about it because I don't even want it to enter, you know, my spirit. I can't even do it. So, Yeah, love and respect to, you know, that young man's parents. I know they're going through it. What about the couple? I think they were Jewish. They were
What's going on with
the wife? the wife was going into labor, I believe. She went to the hospital. She was on her way to the hospital. They got into a car accident. The husband and wife were killed. The baby survived, but the baby just died.
So what happened? Was it like a drunk driver or something like that? What was the deal with
that? Honestly, Black, I don't know. I don't really know all the details.
Hmm.
I just know. I can't even imagine what that family is going through. You know, yeah. The mom, the dad, and the child just gone. Like, that's three deaths. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, after Christmas, you know, we lost three family members back to back. Right after Christmas, the day after Christmas, back to back, we lost three family members. You know what I mean? And
you
it wasn't
know.
On the same day, but it was back to back. Like, the day after
yeah.
Christmas, we lost someone, and then a week later, another one, then a week later, another one. It was like, come on. Like, how much can a person take? Can you imagine three family members at one time? I can't. I can't even imagine what they're going through. Terrible.
Mm.
So we have to cherish white people. We don't want to bring the,
right.
you know, the vibe of the show down. We're sorry, but, you know, it's just some things you have to bring up sometime. You know?
Exactly. Got to talk about
it.
Got to talk about
That's
it. Right. So we're going to keep it rolling, and let's get the vibe back. And
we're waiting for our special guest to call in. Hopefully he'll be in the
That's
queue
food for
in
thought.
Just a few minutes.
That's right.
That's right. So we're going to play another song for you as we anticipate our guest calling in. PD Radio.
That's right.
PD Radio. We'll be right back.
Hello, my PD listeners. This is Miss PD, your host of PD Radio, and I want to thank you all tremendously for tuning in every Tuesday from 8 to 10 and keeping us on lock. We do this for you, and you help us shine. PDRadio.site40.net.
Miss PD Radio, Miss
PD. What's up, Black?
Hey, you know I'm having a good time tonight. We are, the conversation is flowing. We just keeping it rolling. So
we're keeping it rolling. I guess our guest is not calling in tonight, guys. We do apologize. So, we're going to keep it moving because that's how we do here, PD Radio. We don't sweat the small stuff. Here. We just play for you guys, PM Dawn, I Die Without You, followed up by The Whispers and The Beat Goes On. I know y'all was jamming to that. Shout out to Miss Go-Getter, who is enjoying the music on Twitter. Love you from PD Radio. Thanks for tuning in. So, what is that noise? The hell is that? Black?
Yeah?
What was that?
What noise?
What were you doing?
What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You over
anyway, no, I think you tripping, player. What is going on over there?
Miss PD on something else right now.
Yeah, I don't think
I'm so. Just preparing for the next segment, you know.
Right. Well, we got some callers on the line, so why don't we bring in a caller?
Right, let's see what's going on.
say what they want to talk about.
PD Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, this is Roshane calling from Trenton.
What's
hey,
going
Roshane
on, bro?
Hey, Roshane from Trenton.
Hi.
You got to say it right, Shane. You got to be like, Trenton. Trenton, there you go.
Trenton, New Jersey.
Trenton, you enjoying the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like the music? You know
I'm
how
doing
we
the music.
Do.
I was being a ghost listener. I wasn't going to chime in, but
uh-huh,
I
but
said,
you did.
Why not?
I know that's right. But see, Ro, that's why you won that PD Radio gift basket for
that's
calling
right.
in. So
that's
you never
right.
know what's coming with PD Radio. You like the basket?
Did I? And everybody was trying to take stuff out of it. I was like, no.
No. I know that's right. Oh, we appreciate you calling up tonight and chiming in on the show. So thank
you're
you
welcome.
So very much.
Keep
all
doing
right.
what you're doing.
We have a loyal listener from Trenton, New Jersey. Her name
that's
is
right.
Shane, a.k.a. Lady All Right.
Hey,
you know
you
I had
go.
To do it, Shane. I had to do it. For you guys who don't know, she's called in before. This is my beautiful cousin, Roshane. She's a loyal listener to the show. She's always plugging the show. We appreciate her so much. Thank you so much, Shane.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're
y'all have a good night.
Love you. All right, you
I love
too.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
So you letting the callers off easy. I had a
I'm
question.
Not letting them off easy. What you had? You know what? You want to stop putting people on
hey.
The spot, Black. What?
I
want
to find out if she harbored the goods or not from her man.
I don't think Shane harbors the goods at all. She's a Scorpio.
You know what I mean?
Scorpios don't harbor.
Trying to find out. I need to test the waters. I'm doing a scientific experiment right now.
Done with you. Let's take another caller and see what they have to say. You can ask the next caller if they harbor the good.
PD Radio, what's your name? What you calling from?
Hello?
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 Hey, this is Go Getter.
What's going
oh
on,
Go
Getter?
Oh, my gosh. Hi, honey.
Hey, what's going on? I had to be the one to get the question. Tell them, Black.
Hey,
that's right.
You know,
that's...
Luck of the draw. Luck of the draw. So
oh,
I want to know,
man.
Go Getter.
You know we done had your
shit.
Artist call in already, so we
did.
Need to
did
hear
he,
from you.
Did he start
mm-hmm.
any trouble?
He did start trouble, always.
Oh,
I'm sure you know that. So,
yeah.
But that's your artist. You know all about that. So.
That's right.
I'm a mess. I know. So go ahead, Black. Ask Go Getter your question.
So, you know, we've been talking, and I'm finding a lot of guys been hitting me up. Saying, yo, man, what's going on with the ladies? They like, you know, once you're in a relationship, they try to hide everything. They don't want to show no leg. They don't want to show no, you know what I mean?
I'll show my
legs.
I got pretty legs.
Go away. So are you one to you know, pull back on what you show or reveal to your man once you get into a relationship, you start to get too comfortable?
No.
Keep it real.
Absolutely
no.
not. I
don't.
Am a
uh-huh.
flirt. I like to flirt.
I know, that's
ah,
right.
Okay.
So
you better tell
flirting.
It.
Flirting is mm-hmm. healthy. It keeps
yes, it
really
is.
Spicy. You know, if you out in a club setting with your man and you know, you got on a hot dress, you got your legs out, you know, he can't help but be proud of what he's looking at, right? So I think
right.
you better
healthy.
Tell him.
So
let him
no
know.
Problem. I let it out.
I had
not all
no
of
problem.
It, though. Not all of it. Just a little
right,
bit.
Right.
You gotta be careful.
I'm with you. I'm with
definitely.
You 1,000%.
I love that.
There's nothing wrong with flirting.
That's right.
And I mean, what man doesn't want a woman that other men want? I mean,
exactly.
it's sexy. Come on now.
Exactly.
You know? And it keeps the relationship hot. Why not flirt?
And,
I mean, all you uptight people who mad because your man flirting or your woman flirting, get over it.
Yep.
Stop
you
it.
You know what else? The mm-hmm. man has to be secure in himself. If he's not secure, then he's not going to be able to handle a woman who,
exactly.
you know, dressed in a certain way. Because if he can't understand at the end of the day she's going home to him, then it's going to be a
mm-hmm.
problem. It won't work.
There it is. There
that's
it
true.
Is. You have heard it. And the same for the ladies. Ladies, y'all got to be more secure. You can't be, I mean, come on now. Let your man breathe a little bit.
That's right.
Don't be all up his ass because he giving an eye to him. That don't mean he want to sleep with her. He just admire what he sees.
Exactly.
Come on
he
now.
Something to see. He won't look at
thank,
her.
Right. But even if he does, it's not a big thing. Like, unless you know your man is just one of those type of men who goes after everything he sees, then it's a problem. But if
exactly.
you know he loves you and he's content, let him look. Who cares? I don't care. I don't
that's
care.
Right.
Long as you're with me, I don't care. If you disrespect me, that's a whole other issue. But, you know.
Then you got to get cut.
That's right.
Then you got to get cut. That's what it is. That's what it is.
I had to tune in and show some love.
Oh, we appreciate that.
You guys, you know, I never called in. It's my first time calling in. But, you know, we definitely have to represent. I try to tune in whenever I can. And I'm in today rocking out to y'all. So
oh,
I want to make sure I call in.
Thank you so very much. We truly appreciate the love. You're the best.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
all right.
You.
And the honesty.
Uh-huh. All right. Go get it. You
all
have
right.
a good night. Thanks again for calling
okay.
in.
Good
all
night.
Right. Bye-bye.
See, that's what it's all about. You know what I mean? Like, just being honest and, you know, we learned a couple of things today. We learned that, you know, men, you should check your lady. Ladies, you should check your man. If you feel like you're not getting what you want, you need to check
uh-huh.
Nadine came out with that.
Nadine
go get
said it.
It.
Yes, she
just
did.
Just came out with it. You got to show
that's
some
right.
leg. Ladies, take notes. You got to flirt with your man. Just because y'all live together, whatever case is, you got to
right,
keep it
right,
like,
right.
you know, kind of like y'all just getting to know each other a little bit, you know, like a little
there
mystery, you know, what's going on, you know, so.
You tell them, Black.
Trying to learn y'all tonight. But anyway.
Trying to learn them.
Let's get into some music. We're
going
to go back to music.
Learn them, learn them.
And then
yeah,
we're
going to
come right back.
It.
So let's
yeah, we're
going to
come right back. We'll play a song and we'll come right back. PD Radio.
PD Radio.
Man, what y'all know about Marvin Gaye? Gots to give it up. PD Radio, what's how we do it? Y'all don't know nothing about that grown folks music. Shit ass. That's right.
Vicious.
You guys. We have a caller on the line. He wants to chime in real quick. So
1-2. 1-2.
1-2.
1-2. 1-2.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Peace. What's good? What's good, Tim? What's good, Black? Peace.
Oh, man.
How y'all doing?
Enjoying the night, man.
Up?
You know how we do.
Enjoying everything.
I'm enjoying it, too. Couple things, man. I wanted to chime in real quick because, you know, Prince of the City was supposed to call in. You know, I'm a little pissed off that dude stood y'all up, you know what I'm saying, because y'all been promoting it with my name on there, that Duke was my protege, you know what I'm saying, which he is, and I want y'all to know this. He ain't learned that bullshit from my school. I want y'all to know that. He must have learned that when he packed up and moved down south, because we don't teach that up here, Six Man. We don't do that. So salute to all y'all who was listening, who was looking for him and wanted to check him out. He's dope. Definitely go check him out. But
yes,
that nigga's on
yeah.
That motherfucker's on timeout right now. Word up. Real talk.
The boss has spoken.
Real talk.
Okay.
Real talk. We don't do that. We don't play them games over here. And, you know, I apologize
to both
of y'all for him, you know, and all that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, there it go. But the other thing. I wanted to chime in real quick about with what y'all was saying about the kid that died. His parents took him off life support, but he was getting bullied and stuff. Yo, I mean, that's crazy and all that. And, you know, it's a real big epidemic and all that. And, you know, Tam, you know, you a tear dropped my eye when you was talking about it and all that. But you know what? Real talk, though, parents, teach your kids how to fight, B. Because, first of all, the revolution is coming anyway. We need to be ready and strapped up and ready to fight whatever anyway. So stop being passive and teach them how to throw them things anyway. And then they'll be able to defend themselves. And you know what?
What if the parents don't know?
Huh?
You know what? What if the parents don't know?
Well,
they don't know how to
don't
fight.
How
they
fight?
Then
you put your kid in karate or something. Put your kid in something. Do something. I know somebody in the family know how to throw them things. Somebody do. Somebody do. But
I
they
know
need
one
to learn
thing.
How to throw them things.
My family gets it in because both of my uncles are karate experts, and we stayed in karate school.
There you go.
I know all the moves.
Mm-hmm. Hey, she know the figure four leg lock and what was that joint on Kill Bill? The 5-point exploding heart technique.
Yeah,
oh,
the Wonder Pump. She know about the Wonder Pump.
Wow.
But
yeah,
y'all.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to chime in and say that, you know what I'm saying, salute to y'all, great show.
Right.
I was ready to listen to the homie and all that, but you know, he violated, you know, whatever. He probably somewhere, you know, being pretty and shit, you know.
Nice.
But you know how that goes. Salute to him. You know what I mean? We're gonna get your ass on again, and then when we get you on, oh God, wait till you see how we do
it,
bro.
Now,
I'm telling all the secrets, and now, watch this interview. Hell, brother, it's gonna be hell,
brother.
All right, y'all be good.
All right,
you
thanks
got
for
it,
calling
B.
in, C. All right. All right, let's
That's
take another caller,
about.
Black.
Most definitely.
Seed is off the hook. Let's see who we got on the line.
216 PD Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, what's up? This is Lady G.
Oh man. The pressure was too much for
us. The pressure. Girl called me out on Twitter, so I had to call in.
That's right.
Oh, wait. Lady G, this is for you, darling.
Yeah.
Give it up for Lady G. That's my girl.
Finally got her.
So you came to the pressure. You cave to the pressure. Why you let him make you cave to the pressure?
Now I can ask my question.
Oh, man, he going to put
Lord,
you on the spot now. See what you
done?
You in trouble now, darling. Go ahead, Black.
Hey,
I said,
we talking a little bit of sexology tonight and just the whole struggle between male and female and all that good stuff. So my question, Lady G.
Mm-hmm.
My question.
She's like, mm-hmm.
how creative, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how creative does your mate have to be in bed as far as, like, you know, for women?
Wow,
I'm curious, like, you know, how I'm trying to open up the cages here because I want to know, men, they are listening,
might not
you know.
Be comfortable with that.
Look.
Wow.
What I'm saying is,
you can play the fifth, Lady G. Don't cave to the pressure. No, cave to the pressure. Cave to the pressure. I want to know.
hey, people out there listening, get my close.
You know, come on, Lady G.
You got to be at a 10. You got to be at a 10. You got to be on the same level as me because if I'm all energized and ready to go and you can't bring it, I'm going to be on some G shit and do like I did before because somebody else doesn't know what to do.
Right.
She said she's going to be on some G shit. That's why her
name
is Lady G.
About.
Fuck with her if you want to.
See, that's what I'm talking about. She just hit it. You know what I mean? Like, go for a mate, right, you want somebody on your level. Like, if you're a person that likes to explore and do things, you don't want somebody who don't want to do nothing. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's the question. Miss PD, what about you? You know what I mean? Like,
what about me?
I'm out of here, you know?
Whoa. I am the host.
Hey,
Miss
PD.
She was excluded.
You better put the water on that damn kit.
This is my segment right here. This is black segment right here.
It's the black hour right now. So.
I know, right? The black honesty hour. Black. Come on now.
People are
listening. He got to be on it. You know what, Lady G? You an instigator.
That's right. So, men, we put it out there. You got to be willing to try stuff, brothers. You got to be willing to, you know, step outside the
boring,
box.
If you're boring, it's a turn-off. Point blank,
exactly.
Period.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to bring some spices, some crushed red peppers and...
Asian. You Creole, huh?
I'm a mess. Okay. Some crushed red peppers, you know, get that tongue spicy and hot.
Oh, man. You're going to put a root on somebody.
Somewhere else with it. Okay.
I am a mess. See, y'all don't want to get me started because it's totally going to go left. So I think you might want to keep me out of it because my mind. Right. Yeah.
Her
yeah.
Mind
you
is not like everybody else.
Exactly. You're going to be like, what the hell?
This Petey talking about.
Y'all going to be like, I didn't even know.
Well, you might just give people new ideas.
We over here trying to talk sex. You talking about making shrimp scampi or something. You talking about crushed red peppers and olive oil and butter and stuff.
You better get that tongue hot and stop playing. You need to be...
Oh, man, I'm done.
Need to be a little burn on that tongue is what I'm saying.
I'm done.
You know?
Wow.
What?
Right. Chelsea, me and your tongue game better be A-game. I agree.
Right. Thank
I like
you,
that.
See?
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. You got any shout-outs you want to give this Lady G?
I know you got shout-outs, Lady G. Come on now.
I have to shout y'all out. I got to shout out the whole 6 Man Radio because I love y'all. You know I tune into y'all every week.
Yeah, Lady G is one of the biggest supporters of PD Radio, 6 Man Radio, period. She supports all of us. And seriously, this is no bull. I really appreciate you, Lady G. You're hearing it from me, from my voice. Thank you so very much. Because you don't have to, but you do it anyway. And we so appreciate it. So thank you very much.
That's right.
Lady G. That's right.
All right.
Like I said before, everybody needs a Lady G in their life. If you don't know, now you know.
Every time you say that.
Man, they better recognize. Let's give it up for Lady G, y'all. That's right.
Aww.
We appreciate our peoples here at PD Radio. Thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate it.
All right,
y'all. Stay over there tripping. All right, get your spices ready,
I'm
Lady
sorry.
G. Get your spices
I'm
ready.
I'm tripping.
When your man come, you know, make sure he got that spicy tongue, or you can have the spicy
done.
Tongue for him when you know, Lady G. You
I'm
know
done.
What it is.
Oh,
have that tongue spicy,
it's
girl.
All right.
You got it. It'll take the power away from me.
So,
I have
you're irrelevant now.
Bye,
you're irrelevant. You're irrelevant.
Yeah,
bye.
Done.
Thank you.
Miss PD talking about spreading McCormick's on shit.
McCormick's is the bomb, man. What? You don't, man, come on now. You didn't know? McCormick. Wait, you have another call. You want to bring them in real quick?
Let's see what's going on. PD Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from? Don't say nothing crazy.
Hello. Hung up. Hello, PD Radio.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
This is a girl. This is a girl, Jada Blaze, calling in, and I.
Oh
no,
man.
I just
want to tell you, I listen and support too. I just always don't call and like speak, but what that artist did kind of made me feel some type of way, and I want to let that dude know we don't even do that in the South, as he called it, the South. We don't even do
that's
that
right,
in the South. So, I call it South, but he put a V on the end, so I had to try to put the V on the end. But you got to let you know, I was looking forward to hearing the dude doing shit, but of course he didn't call or say nothing. So I said, let me show some love. Let me hang on. Let me call.
That's
I'm
what I'm talking
Jada.
About.
Thank you. You guys, we have Jada Blaze on the line. She is a past PD Radio guest. Miami, she's the shit. Y'all better check her out. Jada Blaze, sing it for him, Jada,
Jada.
Jada,
I show y'all love, and I think that's messed up how he did y'all, so I'm like, let me show them some love. And of course, if it was me, you already know that would have never happened, because as an artist, when you hungry, you don't let that happen. You keep it 100. I can't call. If I can't.
But
at the end of the day, don't worry about it. You got real guests like me. Don't worry about it. Y'all got me rolling.
I know that's right.
I'm having a good time listening to y'all. I'm like, they're crazy. So I slept up with the hell going on. I was like, what the hell? Get it hot? What?
Hey, since you're on
you
the line, you want to take the Pepsi
spot.
Challenge?
Take the Pepsi Challenge, Jada.
I got
come
more
on
questions
now.
If you want to get it in.
Don't be scared,
I mean,
Jada. You on the line. Get her, Black. Get her.
Hey, look,
Black.
I'm just trying to,
get
hey, look, I'm doing a public service. I'm trying to school the fellas of what the ladies are looking for.
Okay.
I'm such an instigator.
Let's see what we got going on here. Are you opposed to baby oil? I'm just trying to find out. Do you think bringing baby
now.
Oil into the bedroom is a good idea or not?
Well, I
don't
try to
sugar down.
Baby.
Come on.
Listen, I'm not trying
to
be shy. You know, actually, I like my legs to have a little shine on them, so I use baby oil anyway. So for me, it's no problem. Bring it on in there. What's the problem?
But here's the thing.
Here's
okay,
the
ahead,
thing,
go
right?
Go ahead.
If you got some satin sheets.
Oh, well, see, you won't have oil stuck in your damn sheets.
See, Miss
Sheedy.
You got some satin sheets. And you are
oil. But when you in that mode, you don't even put to be worried about that. To be honest, when you
exactly.
in that mode, you can watch that tomorrow.
You're not worried about it, but y'all trying to get it in there. Y'all flipping and sliding all over the place. What the hell?
That's right.
I'm supposed to pour the whole damn bottle on you now. I said put a little bit on your hand and rub a little bit. I know what
you said. You know, in a moment, a little bit turns into a lot. You be flipping and sliding all over the bed. Like, what the hell?
Hey, hold on.
You can't make that connect because y'all slipping and sliding out. You know what? All right, I'm done.
This is not for anybody
stop.
Currently online right now. Y'all, you know, you guys talking. But, ladies, if you out there, you want to call in, has your man gone overboard with the baby oil? Like, he started out small but then just went crazy with the baby oil, and you was like, what the fuck is going on?
But wait. With the satin sheets. That's key.
Whatever.
Those are problems. Those are just, you know what? I don't think nobody's sitting around thinking about no damn baby oil, first of all. But if they have
exactly.
a problem, you don't even need it. I'd rather load it
right.
if you give me a massage and jump off from there. But whatever. So here you go. Some people want a baby oil.
You said it.
We want to load it.
Go ahead.
Well, see,
go
I'm
going
to school you. I've got to school you later something real quick. Men, we have a thing for shiny objects. And for once, and for one, you know what I'm saying, when you apply baby oil to a lady's skin, the detail just comes out tenfold. It's like HD. I'm just putting that.
Oh.
I'm just letting you know.
HD.
So what if they got? So you're telling me? Well, what if they got cellulite and stretch marks? So when they put the oil on it.
Oh man.
Only Jada. Only Jada.
No, you didn't.
I thought I was going left. Jada, you just went total left. Oh, my gosh. I'm done. You might have some everyday stretch marks.
I'm just saying that he's going to have an extra shiny like a tiger in the room. But he just said it bring out the shine. All I'm saying is I don't know if anybody needs that shine. It may look like a puddle in certain spots. But whatever.
Oh.
Yeah, I ain't going to go there.
Jada, oh, my goodness. I thought I was bad. Jada, you just totally bypassed me. I'm done. The HD stretch mark, I'm done.
Tomorrow, y'all know it's because of black, so just don't worry about that.
You You and Mr. Shaw, y'all both starting that baby oil and the chocolate and the ice movement. What's up with that?
Yeah, we still working on that.
That's coming out soon, right?
Yeah,
baby
new
making
single.
Kits.
It's going to be called Flip and Slide. We still working on that single. Flip and Slide. Mr. Shaw, we going to make that,
Flip
baby.
Flip and Slide.
Slip
with Mr. Shaw, produced by Black. I'm done.
It's coming out.
The baby oil volume, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It will be
the baby oil diaries. But anyway, we're going to kick some music for the last 4 minutes.
Let's play some music and take them out, Black.
Take you guys out, so.
Yes. PD Radio, thank you all for tuning in. We love you guys.
That's right.
PD Radio.
Peace.
You stupid.